Cyprus is about to take on the rotating presidency of the European Union. However, the real power behind Cyprus is Germany, which has its own military ambitions in the region. We will discuss this and more on today's Trumpet World. In just the past 2 years, the Middle East has witnessed the war between Israel and Hamas, the violent overthrow of the dictatorial Assad regime by other extremist groups, US airstrikes targeting nuclear facilities in Iran, and numerous other conflicts. Tensions in the region are so high that even the slightest provocations could ignite a major conflict. Yet the president of Cyprus wants the European Union to get more involved in the region.
You very correctly describe the situation with the European Union. We are absent from the region. And that is why, during our presidency that starts on January 1st, 2026, is to bring the European Union closer to the region. And that is why, to give you also something which is not known, on April 23rd, we are planning to organize in Cyprus a meeting of the 27 leaders of the European Union with all the leaders of the countries in the region in Cyprus. For example, we're in favor of having substantial progress on the EU-Turkey relationship. I told you, we cannot change geography. I prefer to have a neighbor that is close to European Union instead of a neighbor that follows other dangerous path. So, if we want to have a geopolitical European Union, you need to be at the same time to be in a position to deal with Ukraine, but also with the Middle East. I fully understand the importance of Ukraine, the security issues of Ukraine. But if we cannot have also a role in this region, which at the end of the day is the neighborhood of the European Union, we should not aspire a geopolitical role. And something else, the third point, and I finish with the European Union. We are in a process of changing as a European Union.
With me today is an international lawyer and the Secretary General of a political party in Cyprus, the United Cyprus Republican Party, Nicholas Komnenos. Welcome on the show.
Thank you for inviting me here. Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to talk again. In our introduction, we were playing a clip of the Cyprus president, and he talked about wanting to get the European Union more involved in the Middle East. He will be holding the presidency, the rotating presidency of the European Union, and that's one of his main goals. Can you give us some of the details of what he's planning in the European Union presidency, and specifically about that point of trying to get the European Union more involved in the Middle East?
Well, my personal opinion is that the presidency, the rotating presidency, is nothing special. Cyprus was involved in this position, I believe, in 2012 during Mr. Christofias as president. And now came the turn for the present government and the present president. So basically, what is being in this position is to be a messenger between European states, and I believe the most important part of this at the moment is to secure a high defense budget for the European Union, and the president of Cyprus is very vocal about that. He put security on the top of the agenda. So his main priority will be definitely to be a messenger between France and Germany. I believe both nations, France and Germany, for some reason decided to weaponize politics and to do some warmongering in Europe to dramatically increase the budget for defense of Europe. And it started today, it started during the first term of the President Trump, who reduced the funding of the United States Armed Forces in Europe, and it was a signal for the European elite to find the way for survival and to increase the military spending. And now the president of Cyprus, fortunately or unfortunately, will be leading these efforts to convince all the member states to pay more for the defense. Of course, because Cyprus is far away from Europe, the first thing is to convince the Europe that Cyprus is part of Europe, I guess. And that's why the second message of the president of Cyprus is to bring attention to the region. There will be a few summits here, but the key agenda of Europe here is again militarization and convincing Cyprus to join the NATO. For this reason, there was a political party, Volt, established recently, which is very vocal on joining the NATO. And the militarization of Cyprus is ongoing concern. So it's about war, war, and war. This is what it's all about.
Yeah, as you said, that the role of the rotating presidency is a bit more ceremonial. And just recently, the president of Cyprus, he went to Germany to actually discuss his priorities for the presidency. And of course, Germany is the main economy in Europe, and it's rising to be by far the largest military in Europe as well. And your president has said that any decisions, any major decisions, have to be coordinated essentially with Germany. And that's why he made a trip there. What stood out to you between that meeting between the German Chancellor and the President of Cyprus?
For Cyprus, Germany is a key partner in terms of pressuring Turkey for a solution. And Turkey is the most important economic partner of Germany for years, including owing to the fact that 3 million or something Turks are living in Germany permanently. So definitely, Christodoulidis' idea is to pressure Turkey in return to soften the approach of European Union towards visas and custom union. And the pressure on Turkey is to abandon the two-state solution, which was recently introduced to discussion of resolving Cyprus problem. So this is one part of the agenda of their meeting. The second part is deepening military cooperation with Cyprus. The new ambassador, Hans Peter Jugel, arrived to Cyprus. He is a career diplomat and officer of the German army, very high positioned in different quarters. So this is another sign of deepening military cooperation between Germany and Cyprus. So I believe these two main issues were discussed. And also, of course, the increase of the defense budget of the European Union was discussed as well. Maybe the presence of France and Britain in Cyprus was discussed as well, because in the recent interview, Christodoulidis was very clear that the responsibility for Cyprus is with France and Britain. And it is very interesting that the meeting in Berlin was on the 15th or 14th of November, and just 10 days before, the Auditor General of Cyprus issued an anti-corruption report against the wife of the president, who is running a charity. Of course, we must be very clear that there were no allegations of corruption issued, but the timing of this report suggests that there are some forces, probably from France or UK, who are not happy about Germany being present in Cyprus. This is my personal opinion, but this is events on the ground in Cyprus.
On that first part, do you think there are any developments that show that Turkey is willing to accept a united Cyprus anytime soon, or even Cyprus joining NATO?
Mike Pompeo, the former foreign minister of the United States, was in Cyprus 2 weeks ago. And he articulated the idea of incentive in politics. And the same idea apparently shared by the president of Cyprus, who is saying that Turkey must have incentive to offer a solution to Cyprus, meaning United Cyprus or federalized Cyprus. So what incentive can be given for Turkey? I really don't know. As things stand at the moment, Turkey is vigorously opposing the United Cyprus, and they want a two-state solution to be implemented.
Current that second aspect of militarization, last time we had you on the show, we did talk about the updating of the military bases in Cyprus so that they can host the foreign troops, European Union troops, for example, German troops. More specifically, we already have a United Nations mission that has been stationed in Cyprus with foreign soldiers there. Of course, there's also British military bases. But it seems like Germany is getting more and more involved in the militarization and even the updating of the Cyprus military itself with German equipment, for example, a new helicopter, combat helicopter, has been sold to Cyprus. Can you inform us any more about the efforts to try to sync the Cyprus military with Germany and the European Union?
I would say that German military is not visible, but the Israeli IDF military is definitely visible with the Israeli jets overflying Cyprus regularly. And the British jets are also in the air instantly, surveying Gaza area, etc., etc. So the British and Israeli army is here. Whether the German army is here or not, I'm not sure, but definitely during the escalation in Gaza, the German special forces were promptly transferred to Cyprus. And Cyprus definitely accommodated them very perfectly. Traditionally, Cyprus was against the presence of the foreign troops. And I believe in 1976 or 78, there was a big accident in Larnaca airport when the Egyptian army landed without permission. And in fact, President Kepreanu, I guess, if I remember correct, he ordered to open fire on the Egyptian army. And a lot of Egyptian soldiers were killed in Larnaca airport. So back in the day, Cyprus was strong. Now, the present Cyprus government is offering foreign troops to arrive to Cyprus very easily. And this is a very disturbing development. About hardware, I have noticed that in fact, Cyprus channeled some money into the German defense industry, and there is a company, Theon International, which is, by the way, headed by another German, Hans-Peter Bartels, who is the famous politician in Germany. And I wonder what he's doing in Cyprus military complex. But this is the fact. And what is interesting, this company was established in 2021. 2021, well before the conflict in Ukraine. But definitely during the time when the president of the United States decided to cut spending in Europe. So my reading is that the conflict in Ukraine was orchestrated by the deep state of Europe just to secure high defense spending and positions for the high-ranking politician into the board of directors of defense industry. And this is the fact. As I mentioned to you, Theo International, multinational defense company. Now the director is Hans-Peter Bartels. This is official information which I today collected from the Cyprus Registry of Companies. Thierry Breton, who was in charge of this new defense policy, he's a French politician, French Minister of Finance. He was a director of Atos, a huge French military industrial IT giant. Again, so my understanding is that militarization and this defense agenda of Europe is contrary completely to the interest of the people. Is contrary to the interest of the Greek civilization. But it is in the interest of the bureaucracy who are taking positions in as CEO of high multinational companies. That's a very disturbing trend.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned some of those very detailed explanations of how Cyprus is being militarized in part by Germany. And Cyprus is quite far away from Ukraine, but geographically it's much closer to the Middle East, which makes you see there's like more of a strategy, like they're thinking more about the conflicts in the Middle East and seeing to be able to be deploying military personnel quicker and faster to the Middle East than they could from Germany or from France or even from Italy. So just putting those things together, the increased interest in the Middle East, the increased strategic operations in Cyprus, the military connections that they are building, do you think that the people in Cyprus, or are you personally concerned that you might be getting involved in the conflict in the Middle East?
I would quote a famous politician and Henry Kissinger, who in 1959 wrote a very famous book about the nuclear war. And he said the objection may be raised that airlift to be effective must rely on our ability to use bases close to the combat zone. Cyprus as a staging area for the Middle East, Philippines as a staging area for the Far East. Forget about Philippines, but definitely Cyprus is very close to the future combat zone. And you're 100% correct that all major armies want to have here some capabilities for the future theater of war in the area. And it is very disturbing, definitely for civilians, because we are not combatants and we don't want to be combatants. But what the Christodoulidis say, there is no international law anymore. We live in an anarchy. This is not my words. This is the words of the president of Cyprus. And he was mentioning that situation in Cyprus can change in hours into the Gaza destruction. That's not my words. It's the words of our president. So, in fact, he recognizes more than anybody that there will be a war here. Who will be attending this war? It's a big question, because President Christodoulidis mentioned our malign non-state actors. He didn't mention who are these actors, but there are some actors. I assume he knows who are these actors. So this is a very dangerous area, and we are heading for war, unfortunately. Unfortunately.
Yes, it is very unfortunate, and just seeing how things have developed since Cyprus became a member of the European Union, it has become dependent on Germany, and now it's becoming dependent on German military hardware as well, and us involved in strategic planning of a different country that has completely different interests than the people in Cyprus. And of course, many people in Germany also are unaware of those strategic plannings. But you can see that there are long-term plannings, and the focus is shifting more and more toward the Middle East. And I think that's one of the big takeaways that we can take from the upcoming presidency of Cyprus in the European Union, is that focus on security, but coupled with the geographic strategy and the location of Cyprus, you can see that that security is being focused more and more into the Mediterranean and more into the Middle East. But before we conclude the program, I want to go back to something we discussed previously. One of the big issues that our readers are and viewers are interested in is the Cyprus issue. Like, can you recap for us how we came to this situation right now, that we have a divided island, and it's so much in the news, and it seems an insolvable problem? Just tell us how we got to this issue in the first place.
It was a failure of diplomacy from the side of the new Makarios government. Why? Because he didn't bother himself not to talk about Enosis, which Enosis is a union with Greece. But Enosis was high on the agenda in Cyprus, among people speaking Greek, and it alerted definitely Turkey. And when atrocities were on a high level in 1963-60, it started in 1955 in Nicosia, then 63-64, and then 74, we have a coup on the 15th of July of 1974. It was a civil war in Cyprus for 5 days, and it was, the atrocities were unimaginable. I mean, Greek Cypriots were killing each other en masse and were burying alive. There are reports that some youngsters were buried alive in Nicosia Cemetery. So these 5 days of war was called the first invasion of Greece to Cyprus. It was not my words, that were the words of Makarios in the United Nations. And then the second invasion came from Turkey, and that's what we have at the moment. But what is happening now is defunding of the United Nations forces here. They're undefunded, and basically the green line is open. So we have an influx of immigrants, illegal drugs, etc., etc. So, and we have 40,000 or more Turkish troops at the north. I don't know, 20,000 here. We have new armaments. So the solution of to the Cyprus problem became a very remote possibility. And our opinion as a political party is that the United States and Russia will come to an agreement to recognize the north of Cyprus. It will be a very unfortunate development for many Greek Cypriots, but it will be a reality. And only then, within 15 or 20 years, these two independent states will come to an idea to create a federation or confederation. That's a view of some British diplomats, and our political party shares this view. We don't like this, but this is a reality on the ground, how we see it, how we see the future.
Okay, thank you for the interview.
Thank you.
Cyprus has been a bridge between Europe and the Middle East for thousands of years. Cyprus now seeks to restore Europe's role in the region. But who's to say that this involvement will make the volatile region less volatile, or the bloody conflicts less bloody? There are many biblical prophecies that warn of a great conflict in the region, a clash between the militaries of Catholic Europe and radical Islam. Based on these prophecies, Trumpet editor-in-chief Gerald Fluey has warned that Germany would use Cyprus as a military base of operation. Here's what he said in 2013.
See, again, what's happening here is the radical Islamic movement is doing everything they can to get control of Jerusalem, which is one of their most holy sites. But Europe also, the Holy Roman Empire also wants to get control of Jerusalem. It's the crusade all over again. And it to the Holy Roman Empire, Jerusalem is a very holy site, perhaps the most holy they have. Certainly one of the most holy sites. But this article says, as an EU member nation, Cyprus offers key forward geostrategic military base and a virtual island aircraft carrier for these coming missions. Due to the proximity of Cyprus to the whole Middle East region, European fighter jets can very easily cover much of the region without refueling. Now you can see why this is important, because as it says there in Daniel 11 and verse 40, as we've said so many times, the king of the north and the king of the south are going to clash. The king of the south, that is led by Iran, is going to push at Europe, led by Germany, and Germany is going to come against them like a whirlwind and destroy them. But that's not going to end their path of destruction. It's going to go much further than that, and you need to understand where it's going from there. And our book on the United States and Britain and prophecy will explain that to you if you don't have it. One more quote here. The geostrategic position of Cyprus, located at the crossroads to the Aegean and Mediterranean seas and Suez, possessing good seaports, notice this, possessing good seaports, airports, and radar surveillance systems to survey the skies across the Middle East, Persian Gulf, and North Africa, makes it a great watching post over all the Middle East Islam. Whoa, what is happening here? What is about to happen there? Well, Daniel 11 and verse 40 is about to be fulfilled there.
Unless our world repents of the spirit of war and other sins, the Bible reveals that this conflict will get so bad that Jesus Christ himself will have to intervene to stop it. You can read this astounding prophecy in Matthew 24. Thanks for tuning in to today's Trumpet World. Thanks to George Haddad and Isaac Lorenz for engineering and production. My name is Jose Michels. Keep watching your world.